From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. The water system in Jackson, Mississippi collapsed in August after severe flooding. A new lawsuit against the city and public officials claims the water supply has been neglected and mismanaged for decades. Maya Miller from the Gulf States Newsroom has more.
The lawsuit states that Jackson's water supply was unfit for public consumption for years due to high levels of lead and other contaminants. The suit comes on top of nearly 1,800 other claims that have been filed in the past year on behalf of children affected by lead poisoning. Rain Becker is a parent in Jackson named in the new lawsuit. Her son Schuyler is 7 years old and terminally ill. He was born with a heart defect and has liver disease. All of his medications and feedings go through a tube in his stomach.
So I have to flush his feeds, I have to flush all of his medications, and obviously in order to do that, you want to use plain water.
Becker is raising her son alone and works three jobs to make ends meet. She says she's making less money since the city's water quality issues are affecting her assignments. Mark Shallis, lead counsel for the class action case, says it's time for government officials to be held accountable.
Having access to clean and safe drinking water is a fundamental human right, and Jackson residents have been denied that fundamental human right for years.
The lawsuit also claims that the water supply has caused other personal injury, including income loss and brain and developmental injuries. The city has declined to comment. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Maya Miller.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.